Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 157 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
I'm two of your hosts.
You're two of them tonight?
Wow.
I'm the second one.
Oh, okay.
Tonight.
You're so brutal, we're going to count you twice?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty funny. Yeah. Did not expect that from you.
All right.
And George motherfucking Trips is here to save the day.
How you guys been doing?
It's good, I guess. It's been a hot minute since we've all been in the same room together.
Yes. Everybody have a good holiday?
Which one?
The ones we missed.
Which one? When was the last time we recorded? Do you remember?
All three of us together?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Like 6 months?
No. Maybe. No,
I don't know. Like I'm just exaggerating.
Probably before Halloween. No, before Halloween.
Before Halloween? Okay. That makes sense. Because I remember talking about wanting to see Halloween.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody have a good Thanksgiving then?
I had a good Halloween.
I don't care about your Halloween anymore. That's like
that was a holiday. Were you not counting Halloween as a holiday?
All right, fine. How was your Halloween?
It was good.
All right.
I saw a movie.
You saw Halloween?
Yeah, I did see Halloween.
I finally saw Halloween.
Yeah, did you like it?
I did like it. We talked about it a little bit on the last episode. It's, yep.
I wasn't here. I was dying.
I know.
Sorry.
No, I did like it a lot. I liked the way it was a direct sequel to the first movie. It was very 70s feeling, and I enjoyed that of it.
At moments. I love the soundtrack in this one. I don't want to dwell on it since y'all talked about it so much. I enjoyed it. I didn't love it. I liked it. Could have been better, but it was good.
How was everybody's Thanksgiving then?
Short-lived.
Did you give thanks and all that bullshit?
All that bullshit. I always give thanks. I have thanks because I have you too.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.
Okay.
That's right. You misheard me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Porn tube, right?
Porn tube.
There you go.
Is
porn tube a real website? I don't even know.
I don't know. Is it sex tube or boob tube?
I don't know.
One of those.
Whichever one. If there's not, yeah, we should create it.
My Thanksgiving was good. I went to Colorado.
That's right. You went out of town.
Took a road trip. I drove out of Texas to go
to
Colorado. My girlfriend's family lives in Colorado, and we thought it would be a cool idea
to drive
to Colorado, and it was cool. I'm not gonna lie; it just takes fucking forever.
A long fucking time. I've done it before.
What's the drive hours?
So we were trying to be smart about it, and we broke up the times. So we went to a small town called San Angelo,
mm-hmm.
and then from San Angelo we drove to Albuquerque,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't too bad. But on the way back, we needed to come back sooner than we thought, so we only made one stop, and we stopped in Amarillo, and that's like a stretch of a drive,
yeah,
from Colorado to Amarillo.
I've made the drive from here to Los Angeles before.
I think it's 9 hours from Colorado to Amarillo, and then also another 9 hours from Amarillo to Houston, so yeah, that wasn't fun.
I've done that long drive, but we just went to L.A., and I've also driven to Florida before.
It just takes forever to get out of Texas.
Long fucking drive.
Did that a year ago.
Yep, that's right. That drive is fucking crazy.
How long is it to Florida?
From Houston to Orlando.
Hours?
No, it's not that long.
18?
It's more like 14.
14?
Nah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 18 hours from here to Colorado, to Durango, Colorado.
I know it's like 6 hours to New Orleans from here, so...
16 hours from here to North?
Six.
Oh, I was like, what?
Are you taking
the amazing scenic route or something?
You drive really slow. It could be.
You go up to the panhandle of Texas and you come back down.
Oh, I've been to the panhandle of Texas. I'm not going back there.
It was very handily.
It was. Panhandlers everywhere.
But I saw some cool stuff. And
so what y'all do in Colorado?
Well, mostly we were there for Thanksgiving, spend time with Catherine's family. But what we did is we went to a ski resort that didn't have snow yet, so it was mostly ice. So we didn't ski. And then we had our dog.
You slid around a lot.
I did slide around it a lot. I was doing the risky business with clothes on. And
In public, you were?
In public, yeah. Okay. And I was scaring the shit out of my dog, basically.
That's right, you brought your dog on the trip.
Yeah, we brought our dog on the trip to make things more complicated.
That's brave, man.
Yeah, well, he was pretty good. Like, he slept for most of the trip, so cool. He was a good dog. Until Thanksgiving, where we now deemed it Poopsgiving. And I'll...
And you're blaming that on
a lot of table scraps that disagreed? Or?
No, he was sick the day before we left. Like, just, I guess he had a bad digestive infection or something.
And you're blaming it on the dog, right?
And we went out to the movies after Thanksgiving dinner, and we called her parents to say, hey, we're on our way back, because it started snowing like crazy. Like, and I never driven in snow before, so I was terrified because I could not see the road.
What is snow?
I mean, it was thick snow. It looked like someone turned on like the soap blaster and just blasting onto my car. And thankfully, another car in front of us was a bigger truck, so they were clearing like a good path on the road so we could follow. And so we called, and it's like, oh, hey, your like, dog had some accidents.
Driving in Colorado, some parts of it is scary enough on its
own. Yes, it is. Like, no shit. It yeah. really is scary.
Driving some of those mountain roads.
Can... Yeah, especially, like, I didn't take a four-wheel drive car. It was a front-wheel drive car. Mm-hmm. Like, had I hit black ice or something, off the fucking mountain we would have went. But anyway.
That's scary.
Yeah, no shit.
So I just... did the course from my house to Orlando is 13 hours and 59 minutes.
That's not bad. Let's go.
But that's a nonstop drive.
That is a nonstop drive.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's fuck hard. It, let's do it.
That's hard.
It's worth it at the end, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like all good things.
All good things are worth it in the end?
That's right.
Okay. But, our dog had diarrhea and shat in three different places in my girlfriend's parents' house.
Thanks for babysitting our dog.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure he scratched at the door and they weren't paying attention, because he's usually pretty good about that, but... So it's now deemed Poopsgiving 2018.
The only time my dog has ever had inside-the-house accidents is when he's been sick. Like, that... He's
yeah, he had been it. Sick. Yeah. Or still coming off his sickness.
Yeah.
So... Poor dude.
So it's like, it's hard to even be mad at him.
I wasn't mad at
that point, because it's like,
just cleaning
you're
up
sick.
Diarrhea out of poor a carpet.
Guy. Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving, Dave?
Short-lived. Dave? Short-lived.
Why so?
Because I had just gotten back from Austin, quickly cleaned the house, ate, played a couple games with the kids, and then drove back out to the Texas Renaissance Festival to finish out the season.
Yep.
Because that's a Black Friday show. Like,
oh, there. Yeah.
She came out the last day. Crowd pretty good?
It was, finally.
Hey, yeah, all right.
I'll say in hushed tones.
That came out the last day this year. We went out.
Oh, is
Sunday.
It over already?
I thought
it's over.
Oh, okay. I thought it was still going on until the first week of December.
Nope.
Sunday was the last day. Last Sunday.
Yeah, I wanted to go, but...
I came out when I was with my cousins, and I was very disappointed in the sausage on a stick. That was the one
it's
thing
not,
I was looking forward to.
It's not
to.
Great.
I'm like, oh, but...
Not my favorite thing.
It was small. I'm like, oh.
It had tiny sausages?
It had tiny sausages, but it was the same price.
Fucking white people.
What? I don't know who served me.
What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Why are you
about?
Making comparisons of penises and sausages?
I will... Okay. You pay $7 for a sausage, you expect a big sausage, you know what I'm saying?
I bet you do.
Yeah. But it was a fun time. I mean, we didn't really watch any shows. We just walked around and shopped and...
Cool. I wanted to go, but we were still coming back from Colorado.
Yeah. How was the season for you?
It was okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
Better or worse than last year?
Better, I think.
Because the weather was better this year?
Fuck no.
No?
God, the weather sucked this year.
Really? It
was yeah.
hot all the time? Or
no, what? It was blazing ass hot the first like 3 weekends, and then went immediately to freezing cold and raining for most of the rest of the season. There were like... maybe 4 really nice days, and most of those were this last weekend. So
it got it in
so
good at the end.
The Sunday prior, okay, so next to last weekend of the festival, that Saturday was maybe the nicest day of the whole season. Beautiful day. Sunday, there were maybe 5 minutes in the whole day that it wasn't raining. I made 3 sales that day.
Oh, man. That's rough.
There was nobody out there.
Man. But better luck next year.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
No, the weather was not our friend this year. No, improved.
Climate change isn't real. Sorry.
Wow, that was scary.
On the nose.
It was on the nose. I think a lot of our improved success this time around was, I mean, we made a better showing this time. Like, we were a little better prepared, but we got people coming back and spreading word that we're there, and that's been really helpful. So anyone that might be listening who's been telling people that we're out there and that we rock, you rock.
You had some great new product this year, too, those bags.
Mm-hmm.
I bought one from you.
Yep.
It's pretty
awesome.
Thank
you much. Yeah, my wife's been putting our art on hand-sewn purses made from recycled fabric and stuff, so, you know.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is she doing the hand-sewing?
She is sewing them herself, yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worthwhile.
Word. How about you, Carrie? What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
We're not going everywhere. Yeah, we can't say some stuff, but, you know, we spent time with both families, part of my family.
Did you also have a poopsgiving?
I did not. Not this year.
I don't know. You just sounded like...
Not this time.
I was good.
Said proudly.
We went to my cousin's house because a bunch of family was in town. Because the Friday of Black Friday, we unveiled the stone at my grandmother's gravesite, basically. Mm-hmm. So we did that whole thing. And then we went to her family's house, my wife's family's house for a little bit. And then we hung out with some friends at night and... smoke cigars and drink.
It sounds like
good
a
evening,
relaxing,
good ending.
Night. Yeah,
yeah, it was fun.
Cool. Well, how about that?
We saw some movies over the week.
You did.
What about you?
Some movies too. I saw a lot of movies. I was catching up on movies.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I saw Sorry to Bother You on Hulu.
Yeah, Sorry to Bother You.
You haven't heard of this movie? Oh, it's great. Well, to say it's great, it's probably it's a movie not for everyone. But, man, it's awesome. It's about this young black male who is a telemarketer.
Oh, wait. Yes, I've heard of it.
And he uses his voice to sound like a white man to get
ahead. Is it on Hulu?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Oh,
okay, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay, I was trying to remember what that was.
And so the white voice is David Cross.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I didn't know that.
It goes from a very funny movie to a sick, dark, twisted movie really quick.
Okay, I'd be into that.
Yeah, and Armie Hammer's in it, and Armie Hammer plays like a coked out like billionaire.
I just signed up for Hulu. They had a Black Friday deal. It was like 99 cents a month for a year.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was like, psh, shit. So I canceled my other one.
I wish I knew that. I would have canceled and re-upped
myself.
That's
what I did. Used a new email and just signed back up.
Right? Man, I wish I would have known about that. Oh, well. Too late.
I saw Black Klansman.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
It was good. I really enjoyed
it.
I rented it from the Red Box. Yeah,
cool. I heard it's like, you know, good, but it could have been like stronger message at the end or something like that.
I think the message was pretty strong. It was very, very poignant and very. It takes place in the '70s, but at the very end they show stuff that's modern time,
like newsreel stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, nothing's changed.
Of course.
I thought it was really good.
It looks good. I really
Adam Driver
was
really good, and Washington.
Denzel Washington's son.
From Ballers.
From Ballers, yeah.
He's amazing. He's a really good actor.
Sounds just like his dad.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Better actor than I think. Maybe.
Okay, sure.
I also saw Hotel Artemis.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I liked it a lot.
The John Wick wannabe?
Not really.
That's what it sounded
like. It looks like
a John Wick copy is what it looks like. Like, they liked one section of John Wick, and they're like, we want to make a movie like that.
I could see that, yeah. So basically, it's where bad people go when they get hurt on the job.
Hurt, or they need help, or whatever.
But it's in a weird alternate future, so everything's already fucked up type of deal.
Sure.
I thought it was fun.
It sounds like an idea that would make a better TV show than a movie.
Oh, that
would
have been cool, too, yeah. Good. It would have made a good... TV show.
Yeah.
In the theater, we saw the new Harry Potter.
Grindelwald?
The
Crimes of Grindelwald?
The Griswolds.
Yeah, Griswold's Crimes. Yeah. Which there
Griswold's
was no...
Family Griswold. Crimes.
Where,
there's a lot of them, actually. which there were no crimes of Grindelwald in the movie that I could find.
No.
Did you see any crimes that he committed besides killing a few people?
Well, besides killing people.
I mean, but, like, he wasn't being chased down for that.
No.
That's for fucking sure.
He escaped at the beginning of the movie.
How? Did you remember how?
How he got caught? I don't.
No. Do you remember how he escaped?
he traded places with somebody or something.
Oh, they never showed us that.
I don't know.
Yeah. There was a lot of shit about that movie I don't understand. Someone should take away J.K. Rowling's screenwriting status.
Here's my opinion on it, okay? I'm not a huge Harry Potter fan. I like him mm-hmm. enough. This movie felt...
terrible.
No, okay. Not terrible, but not good.
Terrible is what you're trying to say.
Stop putting words in my mouth. Not terrible, not good. Most of the movie was boring as hell.
So terrible is what you're trying to say.
There were some redeeming points about it, parts of the movie.
Yeah.
But if you ask me what they are now, I don't remember.
Like, I don't remember anything good in this movie. It's terrible. I think the only thing I actually kind of liked is Jude Law.
Jude Law,
was
yeah.
a sexy Dumbledore. Which doesn't make sense, because like 20 years later...
He's old as fuck.
He's old as fuck, yeah. And has a giant wizard beard.
That's right. He does.
Like, yeah, some shit must happen in those 20 years, is what I'm trying to say. Life
hits hard.
It's
a hard life, man. Yeah. You know, this could have been much, much better. I think it's just a setup, because what's the main character wasn't even really... Didn't feel like the
Newt's
main character.
Commander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a weird movie.
So here's my hot take. All right?
I know your hot take.
My hot take is J.K. Rowling doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. And everyone's saying...
But she didn't direct it. She just wrote it, right?
She wrote it, and she's an executive producer. So basically, whatever she says goes. She wrote and produced the last one. She wrote and produced this one. And those were both terrible. Hopefully, I want this movie to bomb badly to where they stop making these movies.
They won't.
And they'll, like, pivot and be like, oh, shit, J.K., we should try something else. Like, get a real screenwriter and a director who has some style, who has artistic intentions.
Didn't they make another Harry Potter movie that was sort of like a play or something?
The Cursed Child?
Why'd they make that into the movie?
Because it's terrible.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And
that's
it makes
a good
no sense. Yeah.
So let's talk about a movie I think we've all seen.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph.
It's also terrible.
Ralph Breaks the Internet?
Ralph Breaks the Internet, yeah.
All right, so I know your opinion, so shut up. What's your opinion on the movie?
I know basically what his opinion is. I want details.
Now, I
want
to hear your opinion first, then I'll give mine, and then we'll give the bad opinions.
All right.
What the fuck? Why is mine a bad opinion? It's the only right opinion
okay.
in this room.
I enjoyed my time watching the movie.
Agreed.
It's not a good movie.
Agreed. I agree on that, too.
I had fun watching the movie. There were a lot of cool visual things going on. A lot of their, like, little references and jokes I found entertaining. Like, there was cool stuff. There was just enough heart to get by on.
Mm-hmm. Was
but there was it. But there was no story at all.
No,
there was no plot
I agree on that.
At all. Like, where the fuck was the plot on this
movie? I did not like the antagonist thing they created at the end of the movie.
The giant Rouse.
The giant
Rouse,
yeah.
Yeah. Stupid.
I did enjoy the Disney part of the movie.
That was
that's like the best part. I did.
I think the only...
I wish it was longer, actually.
The whole movie was made just for the Disney princesses joke. That's what it feels like.
Yes. I don't disagree with that.
Like, I think this movie would have been a lot better had it been like one of those Toy Story shorts. Like, you know, like the Land Time Forgot, whatever.
Right.
There was enough story here to warrant a short.
Yeah, like this should have been a Wreck-It Ralph short instead of a 2-hour movie about nothing.
That said, like, I enjoyed my time watching it, but then like after the fact I'm like, man, nothing happened in this movie.
No.
Like, It was all just like,
to make it worse,
it was all just like sight gags and little callbacks, and like that's where most of the entertainment in the movie was, in that stuff.
Not
there
in the plot.
There was no plot,
no.
Really.
So, like, my biggest gripe about this, well, two of my biggest gripes about this movie is that I watched Wreck-It Ralph right before I saw.
We intended to, but we couldn't find our copy.
Yeah, it was on TV.
Thanks, kids.
It was on TV, so we watched it. And also, Catherine's mom hadn't seen it, so we were like, oh, you should watch it so you can kind of be prepared.
Did you see this in Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the movie during Poopsgiving.
That probably affected your opinion of it too.
No, not at all. Because me and Catherine, we talk about movies when we get out, and we were both on the same page, which was awesome.
And the first one's really good.
It's amazing. Like, I tear up during the first one all the time.
The first
There's
one,
not a moment in that movie I'm like, fuck, this isn't good. But it is good. In the second one, there's no plot. And the two main characters that you fall in love with in the first movie, you end up hating in this movie because they're both terrible people in this movie. Ralph's a clingy asshole and Vanellope's a selfish bitch.
But that's what plot there is that is
exactly.
them coming to
that
realization.
They're not redeeming at the end of the movie. There's nothing redeeming there. Like,
they,
I don't care about them
apart.
At all.
They're not together anymore.
Yeah, so I don't care about them. So, which leaves the rest of the movie to fill in that space,
yeah.
And they never did. Like, the only character I wanted to know more about was Bill Hader's character.
Right.
I thought he was going to be a bigger character, and he really wasn't.
Remind me who he was in
it. He was the pop-up ad sale guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. JP Spamly.
Yes,
that was a great joke by itself.
It was great. I thought, like, the internet jokes were good. And, like, I wanted the environment to be more, like, Inside Out, to be a little bit more interesting.
Right.
And it really wasn't. It's like they watched the episode of The Simpsons when they went into the internet and copied that episode.
Yeah, I guess
I felt, though, like I said, I enjoyed my time watching the movie. Like, I had fun with it. And I think maybe part of what's informing that is that it felt like a watchable version of the Emoji Movie.
I've seen the Emoji Movie, and it's
my
terrible.
I have
God.
Not seen the Emoji Movie.
That's a bad fucking movie.
It's terrible.
I did my fatherly duty and sat through it with one of my kids. And
Mazel
she
Tov.
Oh, my God, it's painfully bad.
Yeah,
really?
Catherine
it's,
wanted to watch it, so
oh my
I watched
God,
it with
it's
her.
Bad. And
I'm glad my
so,
wife has not
But the thing
to
is,
that.
Though, is like I feel like they watched that movie.
He's like, oh, we can do
and
better.
And went, oh, we can do better than that. And it's like...
and
they
can't, apparently.
Well, they did. They did better. But that's a flawed premise, I think. Like, frankly, I don't know that the internet is an inappropriate place to take the Wreck-It Ralph world, but it's not the most intuitive one. I felt like there was so much more they could do in video games.
Totally.
I agreed on that.
I thought that's what was the plot. I think that's where they first do in teasers. I thought they were going to make an online game of him.
Well, and they
that's what I thought was going to happen.
They get into online gaming, but it's not that important. Like,
no.
The racing game?
Yeah.
Whatever it was called.
It was Slaughter Race.
Yeah.
Is that Gal Gadot?
It was Gal Gadot.
I thought that voice sounded familiar.
Redeeming part of the movie for me.
Was it?
Her voice?
God,
yes.
Stupid.
Not the character, but the voice. The
movie was stupid. I felt dumber like being in that movie.
The internet jokes were fun.
Yeah.
Were fun.
I thought that.
So, like, this. All
the gags were
the Stanley
the
cameo
were
was
good.
Fun.
The gags were good in the movie. The visuals
were good. The best part
good.
Was the Disney princesses part.
That was fun.
That was good.
That was the only part of the movie where I thought, oh shit, they're all riding on all cylinders on
well,
this
we knew
part.
All about that before.
They but I didn't know all the jokes.
Yeah,
like,
right.
The t-shirt joke where Ariel is like, look at this. It's a whatever. The t-shirt joke was hilarious. I if, died
well, all of their, like, all of their t-shirts
was related to
they
their
were
character.
All pretty clever.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
If I
also, this was cool, too. All of the voice actresses were the original voice actresses
well,
who were
still
alive.
Yeah. That's true.
That was cool.
If they, I agree. Okay, so this is what they should have done. If they just said, hey, we're going to the internet, and then they did the whole Oh Disney thing, and they ended it after that. Perfect short.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Like, if this had been a short where the whole thing was leading up to that joke with the Disney princesses, this would have been an amazing joke or amazing short.
And maybe more inside Disney jokes.
30-minute movie. That's all this thing needed to be. It needed to be like
22 minutes.
Those Toy Story shorts that they showed during the
22 minutes.
Halloween and what's that other one they have?
They had one on tonight. Time Forgot.
The Time Toys Forgot or whatever. And then there was another one. A Halloween one where they...
I don't know what you're...
I remember they
horror.
Did it. I can't remember the
There's
name.
Something of Terror.
There you go. Toys of Terror or
something
like
that.
Yeah. But anyway, it should have been one of those. And Disney should have done something original, which they never do anymore.
So what speaking of Toy Story 4?
Again, like, I don't really need a Toy Story 4.
The Key and Peele...
Teaser trailer?
Teaser trailer is pretty funny, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like they took a sketch from their television show and animated it.
That's okay.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Carrie, it's so easy to please you. It's ridiculous.
That's not... Yeah, okay.
It's ridiculous.
I'm pleased.
You should
that.
Have a higher bar.
Here. I do have a high bar.
Want more from Disney, Carrie. They take enough of your money. You should want more.
They do.
I don't know. I don't have opinions about Toy Story 4 at this point.
Yeah, it's kind of too early to tell. But at the same time, I feel like they had such a good ending.
They had. I agree.
They just let
Toy Story 3 ended so well, like that they have since then kind of relegated it to short territory. That seems appropriate. I don't know that I need another full length Toy Story.
And there's been so much drama behind it already. The production.
Like, oh, the whole what's-his-face being all sexually allegations and stuff?
Rashida Jones leaving, all that kind of stuff.
And the guy, I can't remember his name.
Lasseter.
John Lasseter.
Lasseter, yes. Like, it's all, like, poison the well kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
That's also, I think that's partly why this kind of, like, went poo-poo down, because he got fired was being written.
Maybe. No, I'm sure it takes a couple years to make these, and that didn't happen.
He was credited.
Was he? I didn't see that part.
He was.
Okay.
So this was part of his exit plan. Make all the movies shitty.
Anybody see anything else?
I've seen a few movies. Let's see. What else have I seen? I saw Overlord.
I saw Overlord. We talked about it last
fucking
episode.
Awesome, right?
Man, there's another endorsement. I'm kind of making plans with my brother-in-law to go see it.
So
can I say it's probably my top five movies of the year?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but it's fucking awesome. It is a tight script. Every character has a purpose.
To die.
It's not overly in depth or anything. But
it's a Wolfenstein.
I was
going to
say
it's Wolfenstein
the
movie.
Movie.
It's exactly what it is without the Wolfenstein references.
Yeah,
there you go. My only biggest beef about this movie was that it was kind of unsure how to balance that beam between horror and war film. So, like, when it came to the point where they had to merge the two, they didn't really merge the
two. I don't know if
two.
I felt like it was a horror movie.
No. It was never really at any moment, like, a scary movie or had heavy horror elements.
Yeah.
Like, it had some, but it wasn't heavy.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, I didn't expect that. But this movie also would have made so much more money had it came out during Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that it
came out a couple weeks too late.
Yeah, 2 weeks too late. And I think that's why it didn't make as much money as it could.
Yeah.
But it was fucking great. And it's fun. It's a tight script. If it comes out, rent it. It's great. You would love it, Dave.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
Oh, and also, Kurt Russell's son is in this movie.
In Overlord?
Yeah, he's the blonde guy. He's the main blonde guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
So when you watch it again, he is playing Kurt Russell so hard that he looks just like him and sounds just like him.
Yeah.
Like, even
like
his mannerisms.
Like a Snake Plissken.
Yeah. No, he's tapping into the dude from The Thing, the character from The Thing.
I could see that, yeah.
That's all I could... Yeah, Creedy. And, man, that's all I kept thinking about. It's like, man,
And the guy from S.H.I.E.L.D.
What?
The guy from S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent of the S.H.I.E.L.D., the Scottish guy.
Oh, yeah, he was
in... Castaker or whatever
the fuck is that. I don't remember. He was all right. His one scene was cool.
So speaking of, I'm caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I've finished all five seasons or whatever it is.
Still terrible?
No, it's not terrible. It's actually pretty good.
Is it? I gave
stop
up.
Saying it like that. Yes,
I
it
gave
is.
Up like around Ghost Rider season. It got
to season four.
Yeah, it got pretty bad around that season. I was like, ugh, this is I can't bear it anymore.
It's. I enjoy it.
Bleeding my eyes how bad it was.
But I will tell you a series that I fucking really got into over the holiday break. Get Shorty. The
movie?
The Epics.
John Travolta?
No. The Epics series.
John Travolta?
John Travolta is nowhere
Danny
near
DeVito?
This. Nope. It's Ray
Uma
Romano.
Thurman? No, Uma Thurman's not in this.
Ray Romano. Chris O'Dowd. He's like the main.
Oh, wow.
It's really fucking good. It's.
And what is it on?
Epics. But the first season right now, it's on Netflix, so you can watch the whole season. So as soon as they finish the
season,
they're
trying to jump ship is what they're trying to do, because they know Epics is a sinking ship.
Well, what I had to see the second season like right away. I'm like, I cannot fucking wait. It was already all out. So
I don't know anybody who has an Epics script.
I don't. I downloaded the free app, and then they gave me 2 weeks free, but they never asked for a credit card. So I was like, okay.
Score.
I was like, all right.
So it's good.
It's really good. It's loosely based on the books. It's nothing like the movies. It's it is. There's comedy in it, but it's not a comedy. It's a dark comedy.
The John Travolta character.
Ray Romano. No, Ray Romano plays the producer. Chris O'Dowd is sort of
Gene Hackman's character.
Yeah, but they're not the same people. They're not the same characters. It's not the same.
Okay.
It's based on the book, but it's not based on the movie.
I don't get this whole new fascination. Like, let's take great popular movies from the 90s and turn them into television shows.
But it was a book before the movie. You know that, right?
Yeah. Okay. I get it. So was Fargo.
Well, right. But the movie was loosely based on the book as well. It wasn't. If you've ever read the original book, it's not the same.
Yeah, the movie's good, though.
Well, the series is good.
Is it better than the movie?
I enjoyed it. I haven't seen the movie in a long time, so I can't honestly answer that.
It's kind of hard to watch it because John Travolta's in it now, and you know
that is true.
It's John Travolta, so
he does Travolta it up in that movie,
very much so.
I remember enjoying the movie. Yeah. I remember enjoying it enough to go out and read the book. But
cool.
I really enjoyed that series, and now I'm watching Ozark, the first season of Ozark.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that, but every time I get to look for something, I look at it and I'm like, meh.
I felt the same way. So I watched the first episode to see if I get into it, and it hooked me. By the end of the second episode, I'm into it.
Okay.
I'm like episode maybe 6 now.
How many episodes of the first season?
Maybe 10.
Cool.
I think the second season's already out too.
Right on. So. Yeah, it's been out for a minute. Like I know one of the actors in there.
Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him too.
Yeah.
He plays.
Worked with him in a few things.
Yeah, me too. Stuff. He's a local actor who is a. Trying to think of the name of his character in the show.
But I have no idea. I just know he's in the show.
Yeah. Local Houston actor is in the show, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I think he's really milking it in all his publicity. He's like, actor in Ozarks.
Fuck it. I would too. Don't tell me you wouldn't.
I don't know.
I would.
Maybe. Depends how cool
if I'm on a Netflix series, fuck yeah, I'd let people know about
Netflix. It's like the new trash TV.
It's better than trash TV. I don't know.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Stop saying that.
What else have I seen? I saw this movie called Black 47 with Hugo Weaving.
Never heard of it.
It's an indie movie. It's about the British takeover in Scotland or Ireland, I think, in 1847. And it was pretty good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's about this revenge tale of this guy who abandoned working for the British to come back home and to find his family decimated. So he decides to take revenge. And Hugo Weaving is a guy who used to be in the ranks with him and has to go hunt him down. And it's pretty good. If you get a chance to check it out, I recommend it.
You said you saw a movie last night too, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw Anna and the Apocalypse, which is a Christmas zombie musical.
You lost me at Christmas and you lost me at musical.
You don't like Christmas movies?
Not really.
What's wrong with you?
I didn't grow up watching them. Now, give me a Hanukkah movie. Don't. The only one I can think of is
Adam Sandler movie.
8, 9, something like that. That was fucking horrible.
Christmas movies is vague just because it takes place on Christmas.
I do like some Christmas movies. I'm not going to say that.
It's all right. I didn't love it. But
would you recommend? Would I like it?
It's fun. I don't think it's terrible.
Is it a whole musical the whole time, or is it just scenes?
Yeah, it's there's giant musical numbers. People break out and dance and song and killing zombies at the same time.
I don't know if I'm going to like that.
Huh? If that's not your thing, musicals are not your thing.
Is it Zombieland the musical?
No, it's more like if someone made Shaun of the Dead and Glee and infused it into a retarded baby. There you go.
Okay.
There's my endorsement for that movie. No, it's cool.
You haven't told me on that.
Well, it's a very low budget movie. It was made in Scotland and it came out 2 years ago at Fantastic Fest.
Oh, wow.
And it just recently got picked up and it's just part of the new lineup of Orion since Orion's rebooting itself again from the 80s Orion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're coming back.
I didn't know that.
So this is part of their new push.
Is it a wide release type of movie?
It will be soon. It's in limited release. So it's only playing at select theaters, I think, starting next week.
Okay.
Yep.
Anybody do any Black Friday shopping?
I did do that as well.
What about, did you? Why are you looking at me like that?
Where was I on Black Friday?
There's shops at the Renaissance Festival.
You didn't buy anything? Come on, Dave. You could have bought yourself a battle axe or something.
Right? What did you get?
I got a Nintendo Switch.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, so now we can play Mario Kart.
Yeah, we could play it online, right? I don't even know what my friend code is, truthfully.
Isn't it like, can't you just link all your Switches together and we can all play together?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Bring it over one day. We'll have a Switch party.
It's more of Catherine's than mine, yeah, to be honest with you, because she plays it a lot more than
I do. Did you just get the Mario Kart game? That's it?
What else? Well, because it came in the bundle. We haven't bought anything else yet. I'm looking on the store to find some games I want to buy, but I'm not sure.
I have a couple. Well, you don't like the same type of games I do, but a lot of the like Metroidvania stuff, there's a couple that I can definitely recommend. Get Dead Cells.
Yeah, I saw that. Everyone recommends that game. Love that game. It's kind of hard. I look at it, and I'm like, meh. I want to get Super Mario Odyssey. I want to get that. I also want to play... I'm not a Zelda fan, but I want to try Breath of the Wild.
I've tried to get into... Okay, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I've tried to get into Breath of the Wild like twice. I just can't really do it.
Can I borrow your copy?
My whole family is playing it. I haven't played it at all. But like my wife and both of my kids have been playing Breath of the Wild. Now, I mean, my wife not so much because... recently, but she was real heavy into it for a while.
Yeah, you lost your wife to Fallout, right?
Yeah.
How is she liking Fallout, by the way?
Well, she hasn't had a whole lot of time to play it because we've been wrapping up the season at TRF, but she's enjoyed what she's played so far.
Good.
And she feels like a lot of the complaints are overblown and stupid. So,
the bugginess and all that jazz?
It's a fucking Bethesda game.
It's an online Bethesda game.
Bethesda games are notoriously buggy. That's part of the charm.
It's just not
the charm. The bugginess is part of the charm.
I mean, this is my truthfulness. I'm not a huge Fallout game fan. So
I never played any of them. So this is me.
I haven't played
a
video game in over 3 months
now. Recently,
what? That's right. It's been over 3 months since I've played a video game.
You feeling all right?
Phone.
I just started playing them on my phone again, like, yesterday.
What did you start playing?
Like, Sudoku puzzles and Disney Emoji Blitz.
I'm back to Emoji Blitz myself.
They're doing a Darth Vader event right now.
No, I didn't see that. I played it a little bit last week, but...
You heard about that shitty thing Bethesda did about the whole bag thing?
Yes, the canvas bag?
Yeah.
The $200 version of it?
Canvas bag gate is what they're calling it.
So, there's the $200 version of Fallout.
The collector's edition.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to come with a nice canvas bag, but it turned out when people picked it up, it was only a nylon bag.
Like a cheap nylon.
Cheap nylon bag.
Oh, okay.
The people are pissed about it.
And so they're asking, like, well, can I get my money back?
And they're like, what are you going to do about it? And they're like, nothing.
Sorry.
We plan
to do nothing about it.
Even their collector's editions are buggy.
Hilarious.
Well, and then I saw today they've pushed back release on Elder Scrolls Blades.
So, really?
Yeah. I kept waiting. Like, I go check the App Store every once in a while, and I'm like, has this come out yet? And because they said it was going to be late 2018.
Yeah.
Now it's early 2019. Pushed it back. So
I did get something for Black Friday. We bought a laptop. That was something we needed. But I bought the PlayStation VR.
Mm-hmm. You told me that.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking amazing. It's not... So, I got the bundle that came with... what's it called? It's like Robot...
There's a whole bunch of different versions of the VR bundle that came out.
Right here. What's the game? Astrobot Rescue Mission. So the game is fucking phenomenal. It's so think about Mario Sunshine in complete VR 3D.
Do yourself a favor, buy the Squanch game Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
and then buy the other Squanch game made by the same company. I think it's called Office something.
Simulator, yeah.
Yeah, Office Simulator.
I had the demo for that.
Hilarious.
I don't have... I have...
Now, once you get that, I'll come over and play VR with you.
Okay. I have played Doom. I got Doom VFR.
Oh, I won't do that. That's scary.
It's not scary. It's fun.
It's scary enough. It's scary enough in regular, like, screen. I'm not going to do that shit in VR.
Oh, dude,
I'm going to, like,
so
piss my
cool.
pants.
I will say that... I did get this the don't hate me, Dave. There's a Battlefront VR mission they released in the first Battlefront game only on the PSVR, and they had a used copy for $2.99 at GameStop.
So I can play just it. One map?
It's one 20-minute mission. But it's a regular game plus that VR mission. I played this VR mission last night. It's fucking great.
Did you feel like you're in Star Wars?
You do.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. You're like in an X-Wing.
I might want to play this now.
You definitely want to play this. It's really cool. I wish there were more of that.
Yeah.
I would definitely play more Star Wars VR.
Well, I mean, I'm sure EA will.
I would be happy to play any Star Wars game not published by EA.
I know.
I'm sure that's EA, why I said, don't will hate me. EA will make more Star Wars VR games.
I didn't remember. I guess one of the PlayStation Plus games was a VR game that I downloaded when I downloaded them all.
Uh-huh.
Put on my account. It's Until Dawn, something Rush.
Yeah.
It's an Unreal. It's like an Unreal shooter game, but you're like in this horror like theme park.
Yeah.
Fucking great. It's pretty cool. Yeah, and I've watched Hulu in VR. Yeah.
Like,
there's a Hulu VR, which is two different versions. One, they actually have VR content for it.
Uh-huh.
But the other one, you can actually watch your shows in VR.
Oh, that's cool.
I was watching South Park the other night.
It's like the most laziest way to go about life, though, isn't it?
Yes. It really is.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, you're in a virtual environment.
Yep.
In this virtual environment is a screen on which you watch shows.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, I know, it's
this
weird.
This is like the new level of lazy is what I'm talking about.
And you can change your environments around to like a living room or a movie theater. And
uh-huh.
Interesting.
Are there like rows in front of you?
There are.
I guess it would be cool for Mystery Science 3000, I guess.
There should be a...
You can sit in the Satellite of Love.
There should be an overlay with them in there.
I got myself a Satellite of Love pin, by the way.
Very cool.
Yeah. Nice.
That was another thing that George did.
I did.
That's right. Let's talk about that.
I went to Mystery Science Theater 3000 live.
I really wanted to go to this.
I ran into Rob Zip while I was there.
Okay.
He sat right in front of me.
I ran into him in TRF.
Oh, yeah?
So that was my car. Several times.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
So anyway, it was a good show. I really enjoyed it. It's probably the funniest I've ever seen Mystery Science Theater 3000.
So who were the stars?
It was the original Joel guy.
Okay. Joel Hodgson.
Yeah, and the new guy.
Jonah Ray.
Yeah.
I remember the interview we did with Joel Hodgson, like, bum-rushed.
Yeah, he was really weird that time.
That was weird.
I think he was, like, high off his rocker or something.
He might have been.
He's a weird guy.
He is a weird guy. And,
dude, watch the old MST3Ks.
Yeah.
Joel was stoned out of his gourd like half the fucking time. You can't tell me he wasn't.
You're probably right.
And I mean, he's been fairly open after the fact that like the thing that he disliked most about working on MST3K was being in front of the camera.
Oh.
Like all the rest of it, he liked the writing, the making the props, and like everything. He liked that, but it always really stressed him out being on camera. So, dude, that guy was stoned. I mean, look at him.
It would not surprise me. That was we were interviewing Dana Snyder, wasn't it?
That was one of the times. Yeah.
Yeah. He just bum rushed the interview. We were like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Well, he's friends with Dana. So.
Yeah, I know.
So that makes sense. Yeah, it was a good show. It was funny as fuck. They made someone an honorary member. They let them come up and riff with the
That's cool.
With the cast and crew.
Did they give them lines or was it
them improv.
Really?
Yeah, it was fucking cool.
Wow.
The girl was, I'm pretty sure they fed her a couple of lines because some of them were just a little too funny for a random person to come up with.
Some rando.
But it was pretty cool.
What was the movie they spoofed?
It was called The Brain, a Canadian horror film about a giant brain feeding on people.
Okay.
And by making them kill themselves and so on and so forth. It was terrible, but it was funny.
Very cool.
There was a lot of good 80s and 90s references that made it funny. Even Catherine, who's not a Mystery Science Theater 3000 fan, enjoyed it. So there goes. Endorsement right there.
It's a high endorsement right there.
It is, for her, at least.
She didn't like the show?
I mean, she never really watched it prior to. She'll watch me watch it, like she'll be doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess she never got the appeal, because I usually watch like one or two a month. is what I'll do. And yeah.
New season's out.
Yeah, have you watched any of it yet?
Oh, is it?
I know the first episode
came out
the new
on Thanksgiving.
One is,
So they usually, like, usually on Thanksgiving every year, Joel Hodgson hosts a Turkey Day MST3K yes. marathon on YouTube. They did that on
Netflix.
Sunday.
Yeah.
They did that on Sunday this year.
Oh, they still did it on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Oh, cool.
And Joan Ray was with him this time. And it was a like promotional thing because the new season came out on Netflix on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So that's why they didn't do the YouTube thing on Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah. So
I haven't had a chance to watch any of it yet.
The episode of the new season is Mac and Me.
Oh my God.
What?
Really?
Really?
Yes.
No way. Okay, I've got
to
watch that.
I'm really excited to watch it. I'm working my way to it, though. I'm not jumping straight to it, but I'm really excited to see it.
Wow.
It's a terrible film, if you remember it as a child.
I do, unfortunately.
It was nothing but, like, Pizza Hut ads and and Pepsi, if
Every
I remember correctly.
Every time Paul Rudd goes on to, I think it's maybe, was it Conan or Jimmy Fallon? I can't remember. It was like, Conan, every time they're going to, like, hey, we're going to show a clip from a movie, they always show the same clip from Mac and Me.
Is it the one where he's driving the car?
No, it's they're falling down the hill or something. Every fucking time
Dude,
he's on
like
that.
Every movie at that time period was Pizza Hut and Pepsi.
Yeah.
Like fucking everything.
That was it. Even
Our
Ninja
Reese's
Turtles.
Pieces.
Ninja Turtles was Domino's.
The first one.
The was. First one was, yes.
And then the second one, I think it was just generic pizza.
Wow.
But the commercial on the tape was a Pizza
Hut. Was Pizza
Hut.
I remember this.
Because it always
and
fucking threw me
okay,
for a loop.
Did yours also have a preview on it for the fucking movie with Hulk Hogan? And
Oh, yes. The fucking, three ninja ones?
It wasn't, no, it wasn't Three
like,
Ninjas.
Like he, like a babysitter or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I can't think of the
I
name of it.
I do know which one you're talking about, but yes, I do remember that being on my VHS tape.
Yes.
God, I was I do remember watching that VHS tape.
But you love the 80s.
Until it wore out.
I don't remember what happened to it. I think I had to move on to the second one because the first one wouldn't work anymore. But anyway, it was great. And new season's out for Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I need to watch the Mac and Me episode. It's fun.
It looks great. I saw a trailer for it. It looked pretty good.
But going back to just real quick, going back to the VR,
yeah.
There's definitely just some really cool things. You've played it before, though, right?
VR, yeah. I played it.
Resident Evil.
I'm not a Resident Evil fan.
I'm super
Again,
excited. To
I'd
play
be
that.
Too terrified to play that in VR.
No. And there's a new game that I think it's digital only. It's called Beat Saber. So imagine Guitar
oh,
Hero.
Is it like that lightsaber
yes.
game, the rhythm game?
So it's a lightsaber rhythm game. So it's sort of like Guitar Hero, where the things come at you, and you
I'd
have
be
to
terrible at this,
and you have to. I have the light, whatever the sensor things,
the sticks that are in the box there.
No, mine didn't come with them. I
oh,
got
really?
The cheaper version because I had them before.
That's
I just don't know. They're boxed up somewhere.
Oh,
but. Yeah, this is like so.
Should probably buy some new ones.
No, I have them somewhere. I just don't know where.
The new ones are probably better.
Fuck no, they got enough of my money. But that's it. That and Borderlands is coming out. That's sort of cool.
I finished Spider-Man.
I did too.
I'm waiting.
Spider-Man.
I'm waiting till Christmas to buy the three chapters of the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
I am currently playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
I was currently playing that, but I switched over to Tomb Raider to beat that first and then go back to it.
Well, so like I got lost in a whole bunch of side missions and playing my Red Dead Redemption 2. So I'm only on the second chapter.
Yeah, I'm still on the second chapter as well.
But I also found out in the midst of doing all the side missions that there's a lot of weird shit in this game.
Oh yeah.
Like there's UFOs and like weird burial sites. That I've stumbled into. So it's pretty cool. Like, there's some weird secrets to this game. I'm going to have to, like, research and, like, figure some shit out. I hear there's UFOs, but I haven't found any of those.
I've heard that, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there's zombies like the last game.
Yeah, so I think it would be cool if they do a Cowboys versus Aliens in this game.
Oh.
That would be cool.
It's got to be better than the movie.
I don't know. I enjoy the movie. That's me, though.
What?
Okay. Harrison Ford's in it, so it's hard to say it was terrible.
Not true.
For me, at least. And Daniel Craig. I like Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Speaking of Harrison Ford, did you hear about, he's probably not going to be in it, but the animated Blade Runner series coming to, like, Was it Adult Swim?
Adult Swim, yeah. Cartoon Network, one of those people. Yeah. I heard about it.
It looks interesting.
What do you think about it, Dave?
Since it's 2049.
You are a resident Blade Runner fan.
I haven't really looked into it. I've just seen headlines about it.
What's your
initial reaction
thoughts?
Is I didn't ask for this.
I don't want this.
But to be fair, I didn't ask for Blade Runner 2049 either, and it is
way better than the original.
So good. So, yeah. So, who knows? Maybe it'll be awesome. If they get the right people involved who actually, like, understand science fiction and have a vision for
it
this world,
it also depends
could
on how
good.
It's animated, too.
Yeah.
Like, if the animation is not, like, Cowboy Bebop style, I'm probably going to be turned off really quick.
You know what I think it's about time for?
Cowboy Bebop?
I think it's time for George Hates Metal.
Oh.
Let's jam.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Three, two, one. Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, it's good. Cool.
Give me dust, give me death. Fill my lungs with black myth. Scratch my wounds with sighing breath. Send me to the mines again.
So, we're back from listening to The Huntsman.
Huntsman.
Huntsman, which is our selection for George Hates Metal. I picked this because it's something I've been going through and trying to catch up with albums that I missed through 2018, preparing for my best of.
Uh-huh.
And this is a band that is described as Americana metal.
Americana metal.
I don't
Are
quite...
Are they not from America?
No, they're from Chicago.
Okay.
I don't quite see the Americana completely in the music. You know, I'll let you get you give your opinion, and then Dave and I can give our opinions on it as well.
Sure.
So, go ahead. What do you think?
I thought it was okay. Like, it's something I could listen to in the background and, like, not, you know, be annoyed by it, I guess. It reminded me a lot, at least a couple songs we listened to, it reminded me of Alice in Chains. Which,
I could see that,
which
for sure.
Which, at first, you didn't think I was going to compare this to that band, I think. But what band were you going to say, like, oh, this sounds like this band?
The parts,
gonna like
not the song that we listened to, but there's a couple songs that definitely have, like, a Mastodon sound to it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a post, you know, post-metal, grungy, doomy style to them.
Cool.
I can see where they get a lot of Americana people... A lot of the reviews and descriptions, they describe the singer as very close to like a Bruce Springsteen style vocalist.
The boss,
which I'm not a huge fan of Springsteen.
Because you're not from Jersey.
I am not. Nowhere near.
No, we're in Houston. So.
That is correct.
Right.
Which
Houston as the
Houston people in New York.
North
yeah,
say.
That's right. you're gonna go up here and take a ride on Houston Street. I'm like, wait, where? Houston? It's pronounced Houston, right? No, Houston.
Houston.
Okay. So the album's called American Scrap, came out on Prosthetic Records earlier this year, I think in February-ish.
So it's okay. It's what I had to say. It's not terrible. It's not mind-blowing either. So there you go. You can skip it or not skip it. Congratulations either way.
That's a raving review right there from
George. It's a lukewarm review from George Hates Metal.
So what did you think, Dave?
Didn't really hear enough of it to form a strong opinion, but it's something that I'll look into more.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I don't know if I would have gone there immediately, but with George's suggestion of Alice in Chains, I was definitely hearing that.
Yeah.
And I like Alice in Chains a lot.
I do too.
So, but no, it was cool enough that I'm intrigued. I want to go listen to more. I don't get the Americana thing, just from what we heard.
Yeah.
Maybe they were referring to the Americana coffee.
No, I don't think so. Don't think so. Same thing. I like him. I think I need to listen to, really pay attention to the album to get more into it.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, I enjoy it, but it's not like blowing me away or anything.
That's what I said.
Yeah. It's true. It's not going to make my top albums of the year or anything like that.
No, but it's going to make anyone's top album.
Maybe not.
Yeah, probably not.
But it did introduce...
Maybe a couple more albums later than mine.
But it did lead to Dave introducing us to another band that I want to talk about as well.
Uh-huh.
What are they called?
Native Howl.
The Native Howl.
Yeah.
This
is a bluegrass thrash metal project.
Yes.
At least some of their stuff
of bluegrass.
Is.
The Bluegrass of Slayer.
The Bluegrass of Slayer.
I could definitely hear some of the riffing in the songs. It's definitely thrash Slayer based.
Bluegrass is the thrash metal of country music to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, this is a natural crossing. Like, this was an inevitability, let's put it that way.
There's been multiple bands that do it, but a lot of them do covers.
Yeah.
This is a band taking that style and making all original music into it.
And taking that extra step.
Yes, they are.
A needed one. A needed step. Because I think that there's valid stuff to be done with.
I'll admit, I like the banjo. I like the way the banjo sounds.
I do too. I'm actually a big fan of the banjo. I told, like, while we were listening to it, I said, hey, you guys know I own a banjo, right? Because everyone was like, haha, look at this guy play banjo leads. And I'm like, I have a banjo. I like banjo. I find the tonal quality and the techniques required to play bluegrass music, I think they're interesting. I'm not like the world's biggest bluegrass fan. I don't know a lot about it.
Right.
But like, I'll get a hair in my ass every now and then and be like, I'm gonna go listen to some bluegrass music. And I actually do enjoy it. So
there you go.
Maybe the other band, the Americana, is more like the songwriting style, maybe, not so much is the sound.
I don't know why, like...
They drink Americana coffee.
Where are... This begs a good question, though, and it's one that I've had this conversation elsewhere before as well, but why don't we have American folk metal bands? I don't mean folk metal bands from America. I mean folk metal bands that do American folk. Where is that? Like,
there's a whole niche waiting for you, Dave.
I know.
It's ready
right?
for you
and
tap into that market.
It would be like right along in this vein, you know? I mean, because there's a rich American mythology.
If I could play an instrument, Dave, I'd be there right there with you.
Well, thank you.
I can't play an instrument.
I appreciate the gesture.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
That sounds fun.
I think it's a good idea.
It's a great idea. I could badly play the piano if you want.
Neat.
Yeah.
I can poorly play the drums.
We got a poor band to make it.
Good.
We got a shit ton of bad band ideas.
We can call it the Devil's Asshole Hair.
Devil's Asshole Hair.
Yep.
Okay.
Because he got a hair up his ass and... Never mind. It was a bad idea to begin with.
Thank you.
Anyway, that was George Hates Metal, I think.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, moving on, or...
Yeah, we'll just move on.
Move on. Yeah, I think it's all best after that devil ass hair comment.
Yes, I think so. Just forget that ever happened.
Let's please forget the devil's ass hair.
Then the devil will need a devil's haircut.
Or a waxing. Brazilian wax.
A Brazilian, yes. Not going there.
God, it must be painful for the devil, especially if he has a goat lower half body.
It's true, he does most of the time. It's painful for probably anybody, but
even worse so, he has more hair than most.
So do you want to move on?
I guess.
As we dwell on this topic.
My God, can we?
let's talk about what's tickling our geek.
Yeah.
Want to go?
Yeah, me, I guess.
Your turn first.
All right. I am very excited for the new Spider-Man movie coming out.
Into
the Spider-Verse.
Which they've already announced a sequel and...
Two sequels.
And a Girl Spider spinoff.
Yeah, with Silk and Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
Because everyone likes...
Everybody loves Spider-Gwen.
I guess. Anyway, she might be cool.
It's better than Gwenpool, I gotta say that much.
It's true. Gwen anything, it's stupid. But anyway, it looks awesome. It's getting rave reviews. I've been excited since I've heard about this movie, because I think Miles Morales... is a cool character, and I just always wanted to see him on screen. And what else am I excited about? I found out today that Warner Brothers is moving forward with a Blue Beetle movie.
I saw the headline. Yeah, I didn't read that.
I saw a headline on that, too.
They're going to do the Jaime Reyes storyline.
Who's going to...
I don't think there's any confirmation who's writing or directing, but they are moving forward in production, which kind of bums me out, because I always said if I was ever going to make a superhero film, the Blue Beetle would be the one I would want to make. And it sucks, because they're kind of beating me to the punch, but whatever.
Did you see the rumor that the Rocksteady might be making a Superman game?
I believe it when I'll see it.
Yeah. That could be cool.
It could be cool. Like I said, I'll believe it when I see it.
So, Dave, what's tickling your geek?
Having a free weekend this weekend.
Hey! No responsibilities.
What are you going to do?
Fuck all.
Nothing. Not even watch movies, right? Watch the Mac and Me thing from...
Yeah.
So, what's tickling my geek is a couple concerts coming up next year.
Next year. Wow,
really far in advance. I bought tickets for Iron Maiden.
Have tickets.
And I bought VIP tickets to see Amorphis with Annika van Giersbergen.
Wow, you can't say that four times fast.
Yes, I could.
Could you?
Want me to?
I bet you can't.
Say it fast or just say
fast.
It four
no,
times?
You gotta say it fast.
To say her name?
Yeah.
Maybe she'll show up if I say her name four times fast.
You gotta do it in the mirror, though.
Okay. I'm excited because I bought me and my wife VIP tickets. It was on
that Black Friday.
The Black Friday sale, so they were half off. It was like $35 a person. So I'm really excited for that.
But it's never during the concerts that I want to go to that are half off. Oh, another thing I'm excited about. Shit, right. I totally forgot about this.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to a live podcast show that I've never seen a live podcast show that I paid for. This is interesting for me.
What are you going to?
I'm going to go see one of my favorite podcasts. The Dollop. Have you guys ever heard of The Dollop?
Never have.
Nope.
You will love it, Dave, I think, if you actually gave it a shot. And I think you might too, but I don't know how much of a history buff you are, Carrie. So The Dollop, what they do is this guy who's a self-proposed historian does research on a story, and he'll read it to his friend who has no idea about history. And they're both comedians, so they're both just like laughing about the story as they're telling the story. And I think I've been listening to The Dollop for like 3 years now or 2 years now, and it's fucking awesome, and I'm finally excited to see
where they're coming
live.
To
they go to this place called The Secret Group.
Okay.
Yeah. So Catherine
right there on it's near Warehouse Live.
Yeah
I drive by that sometimes when I come home from work.
We're going to go to that on the 15th. They're coming here to Houston. They also have a Dallas and Austin show if you're listening to this.
How much are tickets for The Dollop?
I think that, general admission was $20 or $25. And I think I paid for the VIP thing because you get to hang out afterwards and do a Q&A with them.
Oh, cool.
And I think that was $50.
I am excited. I might be. I'm probably going to bite the bullet or pull the trigger tonight. I'm going to buy a ticket to see Stephen Wilson at the House of Blues.
I thought you were going to say Hugh Jackman first.
No, not Hugh Jackman. Not going to that show. Stephen Wilson's coming to the House of Blues in Houston on December 20th. Do you know who Stephen Wilson is?
Porcupine Tree.
Amazing fucking songwriter. I think you would actually dig him a lot.
Yeah.
But right now,
he's done that I would know.
Porcupine Tree.
I don't know.
Bunch of solo albums. Really, it's more rock than metal, but he's just an amazing, phenomenal songwriter. He did that album with, you probably wouldn't know this, called Storm Corrosion, with the lead singer from Opeth.
Uh-huh.
And he's done some Opeth stuff too.
Cool.
But right now they have a deal where you can get tickets for like $17.50.
Oh, wow. That's
like half off.
That's pretty cheap.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to, I know Sean's going, so at least I'll know somebody there.
You're going to buddy it up there. I haven't seen Sean in a while. Hope he's doing well.
I saw him at the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, y'all?
Yeah, we
ran into
finally
each
bumped
other?
Into him.
Okay.
While my cousin was buying a fucking pirate hat for her kid, I was like,
I mean, what else do you do at Renfest but buy a pirate
I guess.
Hat? And
a corset.
Yeah, a corset or something, you know, not middle aged.
That shit's expensive, by the way.
Well, it's handmade,
yes.
Bro.
Like, a good corset is very fucking expensive.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they are.
Cause she was,
you thought it was just a bra?
No. She was wearing one when we
it's
got
more
there.
Than just a bra carry.
It pushes everything up. I realized that. I saw enough of that. Yeah, but I'm excited for those good shows coming up.
That sounds awesome.
I'm a huge fan of Annika. Annika's coming up too. By the way,
yes,
Annika. And she's doing.
I like Annika too.
She's
I'm
doing.
Not Jewish,
she's doing
like
an acoustic. Version of her show.
Is it Hanukkah songs?
No, it's not Hanukkah songs.
Hanukkah von Giersbergen.
I'm just joking.
I would pay to see that.
I know you would.
I'd pay her to see anything.
Sing
really.
About spinning the dreidel and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
She had a little dreidel she made out of clay. That's about it. That or the Hanukkah song from Adam Sandler.
Oh, I used to know that song. I think I had that on CD at one point in time.
I think that's what I'm excited for. You know what else I'm excited for?
Christmas.
Our sponsor.
Oh. I guess.
I made Dave do it last time. It's your turn now.
Yeah?
Yeah. He did a great job.
I did do a really good job.
Good job at everything. It's unfair.
It's true.
He's too good at everything, and it's an unfair advantage.
Be horrible at something, man. Come on. Stop making us look bad.
That's true.
I'm a terrible bookkeeper. I'll tell you that.
There we go. Don't do my taxes.
No, I will fucking won't.
Go to tantrumcollectibles.com to get any of your collectibles, especially since Christmas is right around the corner.
That is true.
You know, you can get your Funko Pops, your Bandai things.
Band Presto
things. You know, Asian
collectibles.
Asian collectibles from across the way. You know, anime stuff.
Like across the street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, cool things for your friends or for yourself since you're a lonely guy or lonely girl. We're not biased here at all. But go to tantrumcollectibles.com. They don't care what you are. They just want your money. And you know how you can save money?
How's that?
Go to Metal Geeks in the checkout area. You get 10% off.
Is that true?
Yeah, so true.
Are you sure about that?
I'm tantorific sure.
Okay.
Yep. I made that work.
No, you didn't.
I sure did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And tantrumcollectibles.com. You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight and getting all geeky. Oh, last thing I want to say. Issue 2 of Murder Falcon came out.
Murder Falcon.
That's not it here. You got
that's
it over
right
there.
Here. I have it.
But
I'm keeping it.
You're not keeping it.
It looks awesome, by the way.
Murder Falcon's a great.
I haven't heard about this. I just flipped through issue 1. It looks great.
We're going to get him on the show, and we're going to talk all about metal and all about Murder Falcon.
Murder Falcon.
We talked about it on the last episode, but issue 2, the special cover, it's fucking Iron Maiden.
Do you think he'll put a good word in for me to get my comic sponsored by Image or Skybound?
If you do a good interview, maybe.
Do I do anything else? But, I mean, listen to my ad that I did for tantrumcollectibles.com.
Just
it doesn't
that's
get
not, that's up, not selling me.
Brush up on your fellatio.
Fellatio, got it.
Your audio fellatio. you want to wrap it up?
I do every time, man. I don't want children right now. I can't afford that shit.
There's other ways. There's other methods.
You know, my way has a 99% chance of working. Although it's more expensive.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, it's more expensive, but, you know.
Yeah. What? How the fuck did we get...
You're the one talking about wrapping up my penis and stuff. It was weird.
I was not talking about your penis.
Oh, we're not talking about my penis?
No, we're
Carrie
not.
Only rarely talks about your penis.
And that was not tonight.
Not tonight. Only when I'm not around he talks about
it. On the last episode, though, man, we couldn't stop talking about it.
Full on talk about it.
So you can find us everywhere on the internet. Let's talk about... MetalGeeks.net is our home. You can find us, of course, subscribe to us on iTunes, give us a review there. We really want to get the word out there. So if you like the show, give us a review.
If you don't like the show, shut up.
If you don't like the show, give us a review too.
Shut up. I don't want to hear shit.
If you want to email us, you can email us at msrcast@gmail.com. Have any requests for any topics, anything for George Hates Metal?
All the good things you have to say about the best hosts on the show, George Tripsis.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Twitter,
silence
Instagram.
Confirmed it.
Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Metal Geeks, as well as our sister show at MSRcast on all those places.
Word.
Word.
To your mother.
You?
Me? You can find me any social medias, George Tripsis.
Any social medias?
Any of the social medias.
LinkedIn?
Yep.
Pinterest?
Yep.
All right.
I don't know why you're looking for me on Pinterest, but yep, you probably could find me on there under that name. George Tripsis, but more importantly, I have a comic book called Speak No Evil.
I write
it with my other co-host on another podcast that I work on called Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast. But more importantly, go check out our comic book, Speak No Evil. Issue 3 is out now. We are rapidly trying to work on our Kickstarter to launch. Hopefully, by the new year, we'll have a Kickstarter for issues 4 and 5. Go support, buy it,
support
share
or
it.
Abort.
Well, no, just support. I don't need any abortions.
I'm in issue 3 as well, so.
Yeah, Carrie's in
it. So it's special.
So you should help us out. And it's great, and it's fun. And, you know, if you don't laugh, then you're probably broken inside. So there's that.
Indeed.
Dave?
Find me at Red Viking Dave on the social media.
You're supposed to talk about my comic book.
No, he's not. He's done. your time to shine is done.
You did good.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
You did all right.
Red Viking Dave on all the things and soon to be various art shows around Houston. So
awesome art show.
I got to say that he's wearing his battle jacket tonight.
I am.
And it's looking mighty good.
It's coming along.
Mine's coming along, too.
It's full compared to yours.
No, I put a bunch of patches on last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a few months. So yeah. That's probably why.
It's looking good. Ghost, Dark Tranquility, Testament, Megadeth.
This Megadeth patch was a giant pain in the ass.
I bet.
To stitch on. Because it's like super thick and...
That's what I tell all the ladies.
Stitched all the way through. There was like no easy way to stitch. I think that this was not actually intended to be stitched on. But I fucking did it anyway.
That's right.
Supposed to be ironed on or
That's
something?
Perseverance yeah. right there.
Yeah.
That's perseverance. Fuck yeah.
That's right.
I've been ironing mine on because I don't know how to fucking do the other shit.
You don't know how to sew?
Not really.
It's not hard.
Sure,
you can YouTube.
I bought the stuff at Walmart, so it's like, even if it's a non-iron-on patch, you can make it into an iron-on patch.
It's called hot glue.
Is that what it's called? I don't
know.
It was like a paper.
Don't do that.
No, it's not
or
hot glue.
Or super glue.
Don't.
Super glue. That's what
super
you should
glue, do. Super glue, that'll work. But mine's coming along. I got all the patches ready to go. I just have to finish.
I'm not cool enough for a battle jacket.
You could, man.
I don't know if I'm cool enough.
So, what band would you put on your own metal jacket?
I don't know. Something stupid.
I don't know that band.
Yeah, you haven't heard of them?
No.
Man, it's ridiculous.
I've heard the band Slightly Stupid, but...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that band, too. But no, this is very stupid.
No, seriously, though, what if you were to do a jacket like that, what bands would you put on there?
I have zero idea, Carrie.
All right.
I don't know. It would probably be like an ever-growing thing. What probably end up happening is I probably wouldn't put a lot of band patches. I'll end up putting a lot of pens from shit that I like.
Well, that's cool, too. You could put geeky stuff on there. Mine has geeky stuff.
Yeah.
I
think my jacket will end up becoming more pin than patch.
I bet you would do a big Mastodon back patch.
Would I?
Wouldn't you think so?
I don't know.
I think so.
It's probably a giant cup head in the back or something. Don't deal with the devil poster on the back.
That'd be cool too.
Yep. I don't know.
I found a band called Something Stupid.
Damn it.
There's no good names anymore.
I bet you they're great.
What was it? Was it Satan's
asshole hair?
You already forgot
air
it.
Ass. I don't remember. It was awesome when I said it.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to episode 157 of the Metal Geeks podcast. And I have one final thing I would like to say.
Say it already.
Fuck.
Keep it. That's what you wanted to say was fuck?
Yeah,
that's it. That was a lot of buildup for just fuck.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Keep it metal.
Always keep it geeky.
And?
Excelsior.
And thank you.
Slightly stupid.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
Do you enjoy TV shows, movies, video games, comics, or novels? Do you enjoy listening to people discuss geeky topics without getting bent out of shape when they disagree? If you do, then the 42 Cast is right for you. We're a podcast with a rotating cast of guests that discusses a new topic every week. You can find us on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Google Play, or 42cast.com. You can also support us and the entire ESO Network by going to patreon.com/ESO Network. That's the 42cast, your ultimate answer to fandom, geekiness, and everything.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.